A boundless reservoir. My name is Chris Norris, and good evening.
It's a little bit past 9
p.m. Eastern Standard Time here, concluding another week. It's Friday, and, we celebrated New Year's and hope everybody has had a good holiday season. Now it's back to the grind, I suppose. We actually had breakfast this morning with the family, just me, Reagan, and the kids at Firestone Grill. So I guess giving them some props. Of course, that was on the west side. Maybe I said that wrong. But anyway, yeah, if you're ever on the west side of Gastonia, check out Firestone Grill. Good little place. Get you some hot cakes. But good day today. Thankful to have been with the family. And again, as we conclude yet another week, here comes the weekend. But I wanted to share a passage with you as we kind of come to the finality of this week. And it comes out of Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23, says this: Thus says the Lord, let not a wise man boast of his wisdom, and let not the mighty man boast of his might. Let not a rich man boast of his riches, but let him who boast of this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, who exercises loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For I delight in these things, declares the Lord. When you look at these words that are written, we gain some established principle. There are a lot of things that mankind has been known to boast in, or maybe that they are proud of. A lot of times people may think that they have accomplished much, or things appear a certain way because of maybe talents or efforts that they either accomplished from hard work or years of dedication. And all that can be well and good, that people work hard and invest and strive to do, better for themselves. But I think what we're drawn back to when we read a passage as this, we see the importance of where the thankfulness should be pointed to. Kind of had to think that one out a little bit, but the whole process in which we would want to maybe give accreditation for something that's done either by ourselves or maybe even other people, it redirects again for us to consider, how is it that we even have what we have? Where is it that we gained or were even given the understanding? And all of this, again, kind of moves within our being, who we are. It's bigger than us. You know, it's one of those things to where we would say that we've not been able to do anything of our own accord. Everything has been granted by God's allowance. And so when we read what the Bible tells us, when he says, but let him, in verse 24, but let him who boast of this, that he understands and knows me. I am the Lord. We could probably look back and see many instances in our lives where maybe people that place themselves in a position to possibly lord over something, to try to reign over something. I mean, just today, Owen Lake and I were watching some of the all-time basketball greats on YouTube: Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Kareem, Isaiah Thomas. I mean, you know, some of the old school basketball players, because he's consumed with the present. And so I've tried to show him some of those old clips. But, you know, even at those players' greatest moments and what they, again, attained from fame and their career and winning championships, how is that even possible? And the focal point would be, you know, of course, well, they had determination and they had drive and were motivated to succeed. And yeah, we would say that that's the case. We would say that they had all those traits in which they accomplished those things. But, you know, this simple question could be redirected in saying, well, who allowed that for them? Who designed them to do the things that they were able to do? You know, God created and sustained. And we see that in the book of Genesis with creation itself. So all of this was manifested through God's plan and design. It did not originate with a man making these things happen for himself. God has allowed it to happen. You know, God, you know, didn't bless me to be a basketball player, or some of you to be, you know, some of these star athletes, but, you know, he blessed us in different ways in which we function daily. And whether it's a great feat of whatever it may be that God has allowed us to function in, ultimately what the Word of God is saying is that you boast in Him. You boast and are thankful for what God has allowed you to be a part of, what God has given you, a heart of sincerity. Sometimes we miss that. Sometimes we fail to recognize the one who has given and what he has provided. It's by him again and how he sees fit. And I think that's basically where we're drawn back to is that no matter how wise or rich or powerful an individual may be, the true knowledge and true life is found only through Christ.
Notice again what is said here. But let him who boasts boast of this, that he understands and knows me.
And I know it's cliche, maybe we would say, you know, do you know God? Do you know
that he exercises loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth? He says, for I delight in these things,
declares the Lord. You know, we would say that the world is probably sometimes a very cruel and negative place to live in because of all the things that happen in a bad way. There are evil people on this earth, and there are things that do go wrong. But there are also things in which go right. God orchestrates his plan for his glory. And he is a loving God. So we should give thanks to that and be thankful for how he works, even in the midst of things that may be difficult. We boast because of what, again, he is continually allowing us to behold what he desires. You know, there are often times where I've been reminded of working in the heat and air industry, and you make a repair on something and you think that it's going to go a certain way, and then all of a sudden it goes a different direction. And that, again, could be argued in a lot of different arenas, from Monday morning quarterback, the things that happened there, and that's fine. But the point is this, is that even in man's greatest understanding, even in man's greatest knowledge, there are some things that we just cannot foresee. But even in that lack of, you know, insight in our inability as humans, we can still be thankful because we serve a God
who is and demonstrates loving kindness, justice, and righteousness.
And then we can take away from all the things that we face and understand that that's what we boast in. We proclaim that. We proclaim that truth of God and who he is and how he demonstrates to those around us. We literally are thankful in every aspect of our life because it's from God. You know, I often am reminded of Joseph in the Bible, and people would say, you know, well, the promise of how things kind of turned out for him, and even though his brothers sold him into slavery, and then, you know, all the things that happened with his life and how it ended up, and then he becomes, you know, next to this reigning figure of authority just in the moment to save his family from famine. But even if you look at his life, I think that throughout all those mishaps, and even when he was accused of something that he didn't do and was in prison and then forgotten about, you would say that he knew God. Even when it was bad. And he knew that God would exercise all these things. And it was in his time that these things would be done. And I think for us as individuals, we should probably take the back seat, if you will, And just be thankful that God is exercising these things in our lives. And we should boast in that. And that's not always easy. It can be quite difficult in the pain of things. Maybe a little bit easier when things are going well. But I feel as though when we read these words, we are reminded of how we should exercise ourselves in a manner that brings forth a heart of gratitude for how God works in our life and on this earth. May we be thankful. May we proclaim God's goodness, and may we know Him, a boundless reservoir. My name is Chris Norris, and I look forward to talking with you again on Monday.